following the legislation, what police have been able to do really successfully is target this what was really the very open supply of these substances through high street shops, through head shops, and there's been a lot of success in closing down those shops, and quite a few prosecutions that the police have managed to bring about, where people have ignored the law and continued to supply through shops and through websites. There's been some success there. But really, there's only so much the police can do. And what may have happened with some of this is that it is now shifted to an illegal street market, a black market, where drug suppliers who were previously supplying illegal drugs may, in some cases, have included some of these new psychoactive substances in the kinds of substances that they're supplying to people. And there is, you know, some indication that they might be targeting those vulnerable people, you know, like I mentioned, like, for example, homeless people. And that's really difficult. And the police there are facing the same challenge that they face in trying to stop the more traditional illegal substances. So the police can only do so much. There's a lot that parents can do. You know, our work as a charity at Mentor is about trying to prevent these problems in the first place. And, you know, with education and raising awareness, particularly with young people, you can give them some of the skills to be able to be more resilient to substances